Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the Monday edition of the good, the bad, and the dumb. But a reminder that coming up this Saturday, Andy, the Destroyer Ruiz Jr., will take on Chris, the Nightmare Areola, arguably the two best Mexican heavyweights in boxing history, squaring off in a Fox Sports PBC pay-per-view main event. This pay-per-view is an all-Mexican boxing extravaganza. Three pay-per-view undercard matchups featuring exciting all-action toss-up fights. It begins at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, again, Saturday, May 1st. It's priced at $49.99. Buy the pay-per-view on FoxSports.com PPV and watch on any screen. Again, this Saturday, May 1st, Andy the Destroyer Ruiz Jr. against Chris the Nightmare Areola at FoxSports.com/PPV. All right, let's get the good of the day to kick off the week.
All right, well, this edition of the good, the bad, the dumb will probably be a little baseball heavy. In fact, I know it'll be baseball heavy.
Okay.
But the good of the day wasn't so good for me. Per se, Fernando Tatis Jr. went bonkers over the weekend.
He did.
And this is where you kind of love baseball a little bit, is the fact that some weird things can happen. And if you remember, his father famously hit two grand slams in the same inning.
That's right. He did.
Well, on the same date, 22 years later, Fernando Tatis Jr. hit two home runs against the Dodgers. By the way, his senior did it at Dodger Stadium as well.
This is crazy. These are like amazing coincidences.
Yeah.
It just boggles my mind how the universe works.
Then the following day, he followed that up. His father had hit a home run the following day, 22 years later. And Tatis Jr. hit a home run on the same day, 22
wow.
years later.
Nuts.
So, but the other part of this good, which isn't, you know, like I said, it's not really good for me, but this is where I hope baseball is heading. On his home run on the second day against Trevor Bauer, Fernando Tatis Jr. was covering an eye. I'm not really sure what that means, what covering an eye for it, but he was doing it to taunt Trevor Bauer. And we all know Trevor Bauer to be a hothead.
Right.
And have opinions.
And speak his mind. Yeah.
And speak his mind. Well, this is what Trevor Bauer had to say about Tatis Jr. doing that taunting celebration.
I want to say something about that because I think it's important. You know, he did it in the first. I didn't see it because I was paying attention to doing my job. And then he did it again when he homered off me again later in the game. Their dugout was doing it. And I like it. I think that pitchers who have that done to them and react by throwing at people or, you know, getting upset and hitting people or whatever, I think it's pretty soft. If you give up a homer, a guy should celebrate it. You know, it's hard to hit in the big leagues. So I'm all for it. And I think it's important that, you know, the game moves in that direction and we stop throwing at people because they celebrated having some success on the field.
That's a good way to put that.
Yeah.
That's very good. I'm glad he's saying that. He's trying to set the public bar where people might go, yeah. And so when a pitcher does that, like Trevor Bauer thinks you're soft, and I think you're soft too. And maybe he'll change the thought process of young pitchers.
Or not only that, or, you know, I mean, baseball needs to have some sort of identity. And there's this youth movement where, you know, the old guard is complaining about bat flips, is complaining about, you know, the antics that are going on in baseball that you traditionally have never been there. And I think it needs this in order to capture the youth.
I do too. I do think that you are the youth audience is not, they are what they are, right? They're young. Their thoughts will evolve as they get older, but they're young and they like what they like. And it's very hard. Have you ever tried to convince a young person to like something you
yes.
like as an old? It's very difficult. It's very difficult. You can sit, like, if you ever sit, like, I did this with my son as he was growing up. I would sit him down with, like, classic movies, and I'd go, you need to watch this classic movie. And he'd watch
Still
it.
Still do it.
Some hit. Like, he loves Goodfellas and loves it, but some don't. And so he's like, Dad, it's boring. This is from your time. It's boring. So kids like what they like. And if you're baseball and you hit the youth over the head with, you can't have fun in baseball, then they'll go, well, then I don't care about baseball.
Yeah.
What do you want? I'm not changing for you. I'm not going to go, oh, okay, what are the rules to liking baseball? Because I desperately want to like baseball. They'll just go, well, I don't like baseball. Thanks.
I mean, for me, it's even though he's playing for our new rival and, you know, and personally, I think he might be playing for the wrong team now. But I'm loving everything that Tatis Jr. is doing.
I am too.
I cannot stop watching him.
This, I'm telling you right now, this is so, we talked about it when he signed that deal. It is so problematic for baseball when you've got two gigantic stars on the West Coast. I mean,
yeah.
Tatis and Mike Trout. It is so problematic, but when you can watch them, East Coast person that doesn't want to stay up late, they're great. They're great to watch. They're great. They're so fun. He is a blast, Tatis Jr.
He's not playing baseball the way baseball should be played. Playing the way baseball like needs to be played now.
And it's good on Bauer to sort of see a big picture here. And he's right. I love when pitchers go, I'll applaud him. I threw my best stuff, and he hit it out,
of the park.
What
happens?
Sometimes I strike him out, and sometimes he hits one out. When he hits him out, I got to give him credit. Got my best stuff there. I love it because it's a confidence. It's not cocky. It's not arrogant. It's like I threw my best stuff and he hit it out of the park. I still got my best stuff, but I'll get him next time. It's that.
Yeah.
You know, I like that. All right. What's the?
Well, I'm going to skip
another one.
Yeah. No, I'm going to skip to the dumb of the day.
Okay.
Because just because it kind of involves Tatis Jr. as well. And that is this extra innings rule. I know we've talked about it before.
Yeah.
It reared its ugly head with me last night because in the top of the 10th inning, or top of the 11th inning, I'm sorry, top of the 11th inning, who gets put on second is the last out from the previous inning. It happened to be Tatis Jr.
Right.
And as soon as they put him on second, I sat there and I watched it. There's zero outs. I'm like, you know what? Game's over. He's scoring.
He's scoring.
I hate this stupid rule.
I know, man. It's dumb.
I mean, there was nothing in me said, oh, well, maybe they'll get three outs. Like, no, this guy is scoring. He steals third easily.
We're reaching that point with the vaccines and whatnot that this whole idea of getting games done because of the pandemic is silly. Is this a rule they're thinking about keeping?
Is this one of those rules
that they're like, use the pandemic to creep into baseball and then said, well, once it's here, we might as well just keep it?
Yeah, I don't. I was watching it last night and thinking, it's like, well, okay, Tatis Jr. scored, he got a run. And Dodgers came close to getting a run as well because they were able to move a guy over with one out. They had a decent player. I think Chris Taylor was on third Corey Seager was on third. And I was like, you know, this, all we need to do is just get a base hit. Then, you know, and he scores easily. I was like, this actually might prolong games. I don't know.
I don't know either. It's funny that it's just.
But God, it rears its ugly. I hated it before. I hate it even more now.
The rule, the funny thing about that rule is it was created in the minor leagues before the pandemic. It was a thing that minor leagues were going to toy with, remember? I think they actually implemented it in like a summer league or something. And then Major League Baseball was like, well, we don't want baseball players playing 15-inning games in a pandemic. We're trying to shorten the contact, so this is what we're going to do. And now as we get closer to full vaccination where the pandemic is going to be something of the past, I wonder if baseball is going to go, nah, screw it, we're just keeping it.
Yeah.
We're just keeping it.
But if you're going to do that, then give us a consolation prize. Bring in the universal DH.
I know. Give us the universal DH.
So, I'm changing this midway. That will be the bad of the day is the extra inning rule because it's just a terrible idea.
Yeah.
The dumb of the day is another rule that MLB did put forward. I'm okay with it, but I don't know how it's being used properly today. And that's 7-inning doubleheaders.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
I don't mind 7-inning doubleheaders.
Me either.
However, yesterday we had something that has never happened before, and I'm on the fence about it. I don't know which way to lean. Madison Bumgarner threw a 7-inning no-hit game.
Yep. And a done deal, right?
Leave
after seven.
Seven innings, you're done.
And let the bullpen finish it. Done.
Game wasn't
over.
Shortened. Because of weather or whatever have you, doubleheaders are now 7 innings, which I don't mind that because you're playing back to back games in the same day. I can understand why you wanting to go to 7 innings, but if this has happened, do we Is this rewriting record books?
Yeah, well, it's not in the record books, right? It's unofficial.
It's they're kind of on the fence about it.
They want to do something about it because it's a no-hitter. It's a done deal. It's a game that finished with no hits. You can't just throw it out as this occurred in baseball history where we don't remember it.
Yeah. But should he be credited with the no-hitter because all the other ones go nine?
I think he should.
See, that's where it's
not his fault.
No, it's not his fault.
Like he threw his job was to play their job was to play a 7-inning game. The entire managerial thought process was a 7-inning game. Right? That was the process. We're going to play 7 innings. We're going to get our runs. We got to get them, you know, we can't go in. If we go into extra innings and the runners on second base, I mean, that changes. But right now we're going to play to try to win this game in 7 innings. And they cruised. They won 7-0?
Yeah.
Right? Madison Bumgarner's job was to keep the Braves bats in check for as long as the game was put in the box. It was 7 innings. He did it. Now, I know people were, you know, say, oh, it's only 7. But
well, one of the first things, I can't remember who said it. It was an old baseball writer who was like, I can't remember who it was, but so-and-so will have issues because he had an 8-inning no-hitter that doesn't count.
Oh, that's right. Who was that guy?
I mean, it's an older, I mean, this was back like in the 80s.
This guy lost.
Yeah.
Right?
But I think that game was called because of weather or something like
Andy
that.
Andy Hawkins pitched a no-hitter and lost to the Yankees in the early 90s. So
yeah.
There you go.
But see,
I would give it, I'd give him one.
I think
I'd
you have to. I think you have to credit as a no-hitter. I don't know.
I'm not trying to be soft on these things. I'm not trying to be all like, whoa.
No, but that's right? That's the rule.
But he pitched. They didn't go. They weren't going 9 innings in a 7-0 baseball game. There's nothing he could do. Right? Like,
yeah.
He couldn't petition baseball to go, hey, I'm going to no-hitter. Can we go 2 more just to have some fun here? No. Baseball is like, game is over. You, no rain out. It's over. You, in the confines of what this game was from the moment we started, you did not allow a hit. Good. Done. You're finished. No-hitter.
Yeah. I mean, now do we sit there and go?
I do understand the other argument, though. I get it. It's 9 innings is.
But that's part of that old.
I
think that's part of that old thinking, though, too.
I do too.
Like, oh, no, we maybe just put an asterisk next to it saying he only went 7 innings because he probably would have given up a hit in 8 or 9.
Yeah.
We don't know. He could have mowed them down too.
The Braves, people don't listen. The Braves yesterday played a doubleheader against Arizona. They lost 5-0 and 7-0 in 14 innings of baseball.
Yeah.
They had one hit. They were one hit in the first game. And then they were no hit in the second game. That's crazy. Especially for the Braves, one of the favorites. So
I know the fact, I mean, only one hit. I mean, they must have been out partying Saturday night.
All their bats must have been just like somehow repelling the ball. Like, oh, it's slippery.
Yep. Someone on the Braves is getting Joe Boo today.
That's right. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. When we continue more on the NFL draft, it's Wake Up Call Sports Map Radio.